He set a record for crossing both the Atlantic Ocean and the English Channel. While an attempt to travel nonstop around the world in a hot air balloon fell short of his dreams in 1999,
it is perhaps the last great aviation record left here on Earth.
His Virgin Global Flyer aircraft, piloted by Steve Fawcett, succeeded in 2005. But when Richard Branson is not flying above the clouds, he is right down to earth in the effort to go green.
You know, there is a danger that mankind could actually be destroyed if we carry on putting too much carbon and methane into the Earth's atmosphere.
CGI was designed to tackle big global challenges.
At former President Bill Clinton's Global Initiative Conference in New York in September, Branson emphasized the need to develop renewable energy.
But we have to wean ourselves off our dependence on coal and fossil fuels.
Branson committed the profits over the next 10 years from Virgin Atlantic Airline and other transportation companies in the Virgin Group to that effort. It is an estimated cost of $3 billion. And in February, Branson announced the Virgin Earth Challenge, a $25 million prize for the person who develops a working solution to remove greenhouse gases from the Earth's atmosphere.
To devise a way of removing greenhouse gases, at least the equivalent of 1 billion tons of carbon per year, and hopefully much more. And you will have the satisfaction of saving thousands of species, and possibly even mankind itself.
Since the announcement, Branson has received a flood of entries for the competition that is open to the world.
We've had, you know, 15,000 people who've sent in their application forms. We only launched it a month ago, so it's early days to see if anybody's come up with any great ideas. But at least we're getting people thinking, and it'd be wonderful if somebody could have a breakthrough.
Aside from his efforts to promote a cleaner environment, Branson continues to be a man on the move, expanding his business empire. Almost 35 years after he started his fledgling record company in London, the Virgin name is on everything from music to mobile phones, comics to drinks, trains to planes, and now the first spacecraft built for tourists. Called Virgin Galactic, it is scheduled to blast off in 2009.
Myself and my family are fortunate enough, because we own a space company, to be able to take the first flight up there. So 24 months from now, my parents and my children and myself should be popping into space.
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous. I mean, you know, these spaceships will be well tested before we go up. But it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility taking my children up and my parents, and it's going to be a responsibility taking hopefully thousands of people up in years to come.
Branson is sometimes called the Rebel Billionaire, a title he has earned partly for the risks he has taken in many of his business ventures. While the world waits for Virgin Galactic to launch from the Mojave Desert in California, Branson is also trying to position Virgin into the U.S. domestic air travel market. Virgin America, based in San Francisco, is trying to win approval from the U.S. Department of Transportation. The DOT initially opposed the startup because of regulations preventing foreign citizens from controlling a U.S.-based airline. In Britain in 2003, Branson also led an unsuccessful effort to keep the supersonic passenger jet Concorde flying. The owner, British Airways, refused to sell the aircraft and forced the fleet into retirement. That put an end to supersonic passenger travel. But when Richard Branson looks back on a life less ordinary than most, it is not his airlines, his record stores, his space franchise, or his travel speed records he wants people to remember most. He hopes the world will remember the Virgin Earth Challenge.
If somebody could answer this prize, I'd be very, very happy to be known for coming up with a prize that saved the world.
Kane Farbaugh, VOA News, New York.